This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Into the groove. It's a groovy kind of love we share here on the DJV Experience. I love Jennifer Horn. I love Victoria Keelan. I love Kara Schillen. It's sort of a broadcasting menage a trois. You know what I mean?
We have. Not talking into that microphone.
All right, speaking of ew, I want to know. Jennifer has become an expert, apparently. The lore is. Jennifer is an expert at how to peel an egg.
Seriously? So, who started that?
I thought eggs. Actually that Jen said that you had a hard-boiled egg and that you suck at peeling them.
I do. I'm horrible.
Right.
Awful.
That's why this story is here for you.
Oh, that's nice.
So what is... Well, there are all kinds of ways of... I mean, when you... That graphic... I've seen people stick an egg in their mouths... that was boiled and suck the eggshell off of it and spit the whole egg out after having done it.
What kind of movies are you watching?
Yeah, where are you seeing this being done?
And like immediately after it's been boiled, that seems like a good way to go to the hospital.
No, I know. You got to wait till it gets cold. All right, but so what is the... This conversation started off air when I talked about the reality of eggs being sold by the dozen. And I was going to add corn or anything that gets sold by the dozen. The question is, why are eggs sold by the dozen? Or why is anything sold by the dozen? Anybody know where that came from? Selling things by the dozen. It's 12. Or what we call, what do we, when you, it's a bonus when you get 13.
A baker's dozen.
Baker's dozen. Thank you, Jennifer. Yeah.
How come that never applies to cupcakes? If you get a dozen cupcakes, they never throw one in for free.
Or Sherry's Berries.
Right.
Or any of those things. Right, exactly. So the idea of when you're making breakfast and you're thinking about the number 12 and then you wonder why this is done, there's a lady named Betsy Babcock who's co-founder of Handsome Brook Farm. And she said, back in the 1400s in England, eggs were sold in dozens because they were 12 pence to a shilling. So you could buy 12 eggs for a shilling. So when they came over from England to the States, they brought the concept over with them. How about that for a piece of trivia? Make sense? It's not as, I mean, it's not as delightfully exciting as it might be, but it was just, I think historical knowledge is funny, frankly. And so you go back to all the things that we brought over here that are part of our tradition and our heritage that came from the Brits, or maybe it depends on what our line is. This is not a commercial for Ancestry.com, but you're seeing so many of these days, these commercials for you're using Ancestry.com to find out where you really come from. And it helps a lot of people understand why they do what they do or what's valuable to them. The Egyptians used the numerical system that has 12 as a base. If you look at the number 12 and then understand the reason they said that is because we have 12 joints on our hand. Look at your hand. I was just thinking about that. How many joints have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Wow.
Huh?
Is Jen still alive?
No, not counting my joints. I'm sorry.
I'm talking about the joints of your finger. Anyway,
and there were 12
lunar. But think about other stuff. Look at astrology. There are 12 lunar cycles in the year, 12 months in the year. Look at how much stuff. That was really the point of all this. How much we have in our lives that's a 12.
Yeah. I think that's why it was a 12, right?
Yeah.
Wait, so how do we peel an egg?
All right, back to Jennifer.
Thank you, Kara. Kara for the win.
All right, okay. So, Jennifer, how do we peel an egg? How do you peel an egg?
I just crack it and try to take off the shells.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you,
my dad got me an egg peeler, but it was so much equipment that I had to get rid of it.
Peeler?
Don't tell him.
Is that like Bridget Jones, like have it? Ugh.
It's like a big old piece of plastic, like pipe that you stick the egg in, and it like.
That's exactly in Bridget Jones. Remember when her mom like is the demonstrator? That's the.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
my dad
that's
got
awesome.
Me one of those. My dad
that's
has
amazing.
Equipment for everything. Yeah.
All right. What other ways are there to peel an egg, Victoria? You started this.
I've always heard that if you run the egg under really cold water and then peel it, that it makes it easier. But I've never found that it works.
I have found that that is the case, yes. That if you don't
not
peel
obviously
them
I'm
when
doing
they're
it
hot,
wrong.
I think the most recent example was when Millie was staying here. I never fed too many eggs to Charlotte, but Millie likes eggs. So I would put them under cold water. Otherwise, if you don't, it doesn't all come off. It really is hard sometimes. And when you're doing that, it eats into if you let it sit around for a while, it sticks to the egg itself. So when you peel it, it takes part of the egg with it.
Mm-hmm. Right? Use a lot of white that way, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I normally boil it, and then I stick it under in a colander under really cold water, but then I normally refrigerate it after that, and then I just, like, bang it all over. Do you like, crack it all over the entire egg? Or just
kind
in,
of.
Like, one or... Yeah, because I normally just, like, roll it around in my hand and crack it on a hard surface. And normally, I don't know,
do you
normally
eat,
that
you
works.
Ever any of you eaten an egg whole like that?
With the shell
off. Shell's off, and you stick the whole egg in your mouth.
No.
Why?
Why would you do that?
I've done that with a Cadbury cream egg, perhaps.
Yeah.
But not with a real egg.
You can do that. You get enough room in your mouth and chew it around. There are a lot of
I'm
people
having bad Napoleon Dynamite flashbacks.
Are you a little salt on it. No?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can go through your day today by telling your friends in the water cooler department that you heard how to peel an egg.
So what's the best way to do it?
Experience.
Yeah, I feel like we
when
haven't gotten to the
when it's cold,
what's
when
the
it's
delivery?
Water. It comes off when it's cold. When it's cold, the best time to peel it. You can't peel it when it's hot, it'll fall apart.
So there isn't an actual peeling method?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay.
You're the one who started this. Why are you asking me?
I don't remember now, so I'm hoping you were going to tell
me. So this is the story you saved for a week?
I know! This is what I'm losing my mind. I'm like, wait, what? There's got to be more to it.
Uh-huh.
Not just run it under cold water.
Well, what else would you do, though, under the circumstances?
I don't know. I thought that's what you were going to tell us.
I didn't bring this up. I was the one who wanted to talk about why eggs are sold by the dozen.
Wait, no, you are the one who brought it up before that.
Who, me?
Yeah, that's why we went into the dozen thing.
No, because Victoria said we have to talk to Jen about peeling.
No. You said that Jen was an expert. You said that Jen was an expert on it, and then we clarified that she is not.
I thought, I'm sorry, Jen, this is totally on me. I thought for some reason that there was a helpful thing here. I'm sorry that this has been the 10 worst minutes of radio in history.
Oh, they are. We've had worse.
We've had worse. We had the scrap metal guy on one.
Oh, that's true. Scrap metal was way worse. I love that Jen still remembers scrap metal.
Wait a minute. Okay. From how to boil an egg, how to make a perfect omelet. How to buy eggs, how to store eggs.
Oh, my God.
It's not getting better.
How to crack an egg.
The people are asking how to crack an egg? That seems pretty common sense.
Yeah. You will crack an egg. There's a way of, when you cook them, that if you cook them too long, it cracks by itself and the egg oozes out. Do you ever have that happen when you're cooking eggs?
That means you haven't cooked them long enough.
Oh, is that what it means?
If it oozes out of the shell?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Oh, how? Never mind.
All right, so here's the thing.
It's better not to.
Yeah.
We've got to do the TV report, but I'll finish on this. A lot of people don't realize, they think that white eggs are the best eggs. They are not. The eggs have a color. The color of the eggshell depends on what the chicken eats. And if you feed a chicken something green, the eggshell is going to be green. You feed it something brown, you feed it something red, whatever you feed the chicken, the color of the eggshell is going to be what you feed it. So if you're not feeding the egg, I'm sorry, if you're not feeding the chicken a good nutritious diet, then the eggs come out white. If you're feeding it a sort of a grainy, and most of the feed is grain or vegetable based, and then it'll come out various shades of brown. And the older the bird is and the larger the bird is, the more likely that bird is to have a brown egg than a white egg. All right? Everybody got that?
Right.
Okay. I'm glad
you're
all...
Do we believe
it? Yeah, of course you believe it. I just told you. You're not going to believe...
Right.
You can't believe
do
me,
we
who
believe
can you
it?
Believe? 16 past the hour. TV report next year on the DJV show.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of...
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If you've been hauling laundry up and down stairs, why not move the laundry room closer to where the dirty clothes pile up? To start, you're going to need a pro to move the water lines, the wiring, and the dryer vent. Full-size machines can be stacked to save space or plan your new laundry mecca to include storage, ironing gear, and hampers for colors and whites. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, 17 and change after the hour. So the Voice finale is tonight, is it not? Is it tonight or tomorrow night? They are on Monday and Tuesday
night. I think it's tomorrow night.
All right. So this is season 12. Wow, this show's been around that long. Miley Cyrus will be on. Chris Stapleton. CeeLo, Little Big Town. It's tomorrow night. So, what are we expecting from this, Jennifer? This is a big ratings winner.
Ratings winner. Dancing with the Stars ends tonight. We'll end tomorrow officially. Yeah. The Voice is wrapping up, so it'll be fun. This is the time of year when you have to catch up on all your favorite TV shows before they go away. One piece of good news, though, I suppose, is that there is one show that's starting, and I know Kara is going to be very excited about it.
The Bachelor!
Woo! That's right. Yay! Brand new episode of The Bachelorette. It starts the brand new season off, and that'll be ABC at 9 o'clock. So if you're a fan of the franchise, you can check it out. Like that, right?
All right, so Kara, do you actually ever dream about being with any of these guys that you see on The Bachelor? Why do you watch this show?
No, not normally. There was one who was on a couple seasons ago who I like a lot.
Truth.
But, most of the time we just laugh at the bios. They release the biographies and the age and the careers of these guys. And one of them is a professional tickler. Can someone tell me what that is?
Professional tickler?
Yeah. Weird. A lot of them are just really weird and absurd. So it's more kind of like, you know, we were talking about the circus earlier. You kind of watch it for, entertainment purposes.
And this is the first time they've had an African-American contestant being the main person. So this will be the first time you'll have an African-American as the Bachelorette. So if you're interested in diversity, there you go.
So also, it's white girls?
Too. Yeah.
Are there white girls in this?
No, this is one girl is the Bachelorette, and
right.
So they're all
25
guys.
Yeah.
Ah, really?
All right, Supergirl is new on CW at 8, and then one that I think all of us will agree on, it's very rare that this happens, the Late Late Show Carpool Karaoke Prime Time Special, CBS at 10, James Corden will bring it to TV, that'll be great, Katy Perry will be there, Jennifer Lopez and more.
Yeah, good, that'd be a good take. 21 after the hour, thanks Jen.
You You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On me. I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go, higher powers taking hold on me.
How things have changed. Yes?
In what way?
Well, there is... I'm looking at the pictures and the award winners from last night at the Billboard Music Awards held at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. It was quite the show. You look at the outfits these people are wearing. I guess we start with Drake, who did very well. So what do we like about Drake? What is there... that you, both of you, Kara and Victoria, like about this performer?
I'm not really a big Drake fan, but he's the kind of guy, you know, if you're listening to Top 40 radio and a Drake song comes on, you don't turn the radio off. So there's nothing bad about him. I wouldn't buy his stuff, but I also think it's okay to listen to. I'm sort of lukewarm on him. I don't know, Kara, do you like him?
Yeah, I like Drake. I think he's fun. As far as, you know, you hear a lot of rappers who try to kind of sing. I feel like he's one of the only ones who's actually successful at that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
What a concept. Yeah. A song that's sung. Whoa.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just think he's fun. I think he's a nice guy. I like a lot of his R&B. And he does a lot of collaborations with Rihanna and different people. And I like most of those.
Oh, yeah, those are great. Yeah.
So he's not really a rapper. He's an R&B artist.
No, I would say most of his stuff is rap, but a lot of the stuff that you hear on mainstream radio, not just urban stations, that's more singing and collaborations.
Right. But is his rap, is it good rap or is it bad rap? What kind of content?
Well, what is
he?
It's not gangster rap.
Yeah,
he's from Canada, so he's not.
Gangster rap's not allowed in Canada?
It's allowed, I would just say. That's not really... I mean, he was on a reality show, and he's from Canada, so I would say that's not really his thing. But yeah.
Oh, I thought he was an actor.
Yeah, well, I mean, Degrassi.
Wasn't that like a... I've never seen it.
Okay, not a reality show, but whatever you want to call it.
Right, I know what you mean. Like a teeny bop kind of show. Yeah. So he's
all
very
right, so
soft.
Drake was the big winner last night at the Billboard Music Awards. So, all right, I'm getting... Yeah. This is okay. I like this, actually. Have we had him on New Music Monday?
Not in a while. Last year, I think, was his new music.
Yeah. Really? I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to be here when you need me. Yeah, okay. All right, let's see. Who else was there last night? Cher. I'm looking at her outfit. My God.
Wow.
This is, huh?
Wow, I'm in awe. I bow down to Cher at 71 wearing that outfit. It's amazing.
Is that her hair or is that a big wig?
No, that's a wig.
Big wig.
Yeah, yeah. It was probably a wig back in the 80s, too.
Yeah, is that the same wig that she was wearing in the 80s?
I don't know.
Along with the dress? Yeah.
Certainly looks the same. But can you imagine being 71 and having the nerve to wear that outfit?
I would wear that outfit.
You'll have to wait another year then, right?
Yes, I will. Thank you very much. Hi. Okay, so we have Drake, who's the big winner. Miley Cyrus performed last night. Is she coming out of whatever nutbag problems that she... Why do they refer to her costume as a make-under?
Oh, that just means that she was dressed down. Like, instead of wearing something crazy, she looked like a normal person. So they call that a
Cher. So Cher was the only one there who really looked
crazy.
Wild.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And what about Celine Dion?
Celine Dion always looks glamorous, I think.
Yeah. Right.
And apparently, she sang this for the 20th anniversary.
Of the Billboard. The 20th anniversary of the Titanic.
Titanic.
Right. Yes. Yep. Yeah. Well, I missed that show last night. I was trying to find... I was actually on the plane trying to find a live version of Madam... Because of the last night of Madam Secretary, but I couldn't find that either. But this is good. This is... I'm glad we had a little review time here. 28 past the hour, speaking of time.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To your prayers, here we are. To answer your prayers. 34 and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, the oldest reptile ever found on the planet was identified last week in the oil sands of Alberta. You know, they do an oil shale there and elsewhere in our country, but across Saskatchewan, Alberta, and these areas, and down through certain parts of let's see, Wyoming, Colorado, Sometimes you can find this stuff in the Dakotas as well, Montana. And in these oil shale fields, they found lots of old fossils because that's where the oil comes from. You know that, right? That's why they call it fossil fuel, because the remains of the fossils that were killed 65 million years ago in that big explosion, it was 14 miles wide, the asteroid that hit the Earth and destroyed everything that lived on the Earth, that was the reason that we have oil today, because of everything that got buried very quickly. As a matter of fact, they found a fossil of a dinosaur so exquisitely well-preserved that even the contents of its gut remained intact.
Wow.
The specimen was discovered in a northern Alberta mine that was once a seabed. Again, understanding that this planet has changed so much over its 5 billion year history, scientists don't know why this fossil, this old dinosaur called a nodosaur, ended up at the bottom of this ancient big lake. Well, I think because everything changed so much, all these animals drowned, right? And then they were covered over with the dirt that in some places was 6-7 miles to 14 miles deep. That's how much that crater, when it hit the Earth, hit so hard. I think we were talking about this last week, weren't we, Victoria? The speed, it was like 400 miles an hour when it hit the Earth. And
wow.
It had such an impact that almost threw the axis, the Earth, off of its... I mean, it could have destroyed the planet. But everything is so strong, the cycles that we have in effect, and where we are in sense of planet on the Earth, I mean, the third rock from the sun, gravitational pull of the sun, all that other stuff that nobody will ever remember or understand. But I just find it interesting that this thing has made, and it is, it's fascinating. When you think, though, of the disruption that came as a result of that thing hitting the surface of the Earth, it raised so much, it destroyed the entire surface of the planet. And in some cases, the Earth changed from 6 to 7 to 8 to 14 miles of dirt was placed on top of what was there. Everything changed to that. That's how much dust and dirt, by the time everything settled, after that thing hit the planet and it went up into the atmosphere, by the time it settled, many areas of the planet were 6 miles deeper in dirt than they had been before. I mean, think about that. And then the changing with the planet's plates, changing the crust of the Earth, the mountain ranges that have been created over the past 40, 50 million years, last couple of ice ages. And it's more recent. You know, yesterday flying over the Grand Canyon. Every time I fly over the Rockies, I sort of pick up something different. I'm always looking out the window. The guy who was sitting next to me was annoyed with me because I wanted to look out the window, and I'm looking sort of
over
past
him.
Yeah, sort of over him. And he was a big guy. It wasn't easy to look over him.
Ooh.
And so as I look down at things, you see a different, you have a different take on it. I am so fascinated with these sorts of things. And every time I fly over the country, you know, what, 24 times a year maybe or more. And so you see all of this beauty and you can take something different with you each time. But think about what the planet would have been like without mountains and without the sort of lakes and streams that we have. It used to be all very solid. The ocean was the ocean and the solid. Well, there wasn't. At one point in time, there was no land. You know that. When the Earth was first formed, it's like any other planet. It's gaseous. There's a new TV show that I watched a part of last night on the plane coming back, Victoria, called Mars. Have you seen it?
No.
It's about the first settlement on Mars, and it's produced by Elon Musk.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and we know, SpaceX. You know, how much he's into Mars,
yeah,
and
right,
colonizing it and everything.
Yeah,
so.
But this is a legitimate Hollywood production, and it tells the story of these people that go to Mars and they're colonizing it, what happens, the problems they run into. But it's sort of back and forth between 2016 and 2033 when it's estimated the first trip to Mars will take place. And Elon Musk is funding it. That's how far along he is in his thinking with this. But really, it's fascinating. It really, I think the whole thing of space travel and understanding the planets, understanding the solar system is just fascinating. Fascinating stuff. All right, speaking of old fossils, Judge Judy was at the graduating... I'm trying to figure out why she gave the keynote address at South Charleston High School. She told the graduates there that they had one chance to make a first impression. She suggested the graduates make their journeys through life exciting, fulfilling, and honorable. Apparently, one of the high school students there named Sophia Mallory won a national essay contest, which was the prize for it was to get Judge Judy to come speak to the graduates. So she was very positive, very uplifting, very passionate. And so it was cool to have her there. You know, Judge Judy is the highest paid person on television now that Oprah doesn't have a daily show.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I know that she makes a lot of money. I've seen her pictures of her yacht that she rents out to Beyonce and Jay-Z and other, you know, celebrities like that. So
she made $77 million last year.
Whoa.
On that show. So,
oh, my gosh.
All right. Meanwhile, Oprah Winfrey was at Smith College to do the graduating 139th commencement at Northampton, which is where they... Smith College is a well-known women's college. She was among five women who received honorary degrees. She told the graduates to shift the paradigm to service, and the rewards will come. This from the woman who's made $2.5 billion in television production. But she's very listen, I'll hand it to her.
Oprah's done a lot.
Fabulous, absolutely fabulous. With her money and her talent, she has done a lot. She said... that empowerment comes from understanding that there's an alignment between who you are and what you do. This sounds like, how many times have you heard me say this? Somebody comes up to me and says, here's my card, this is who I am. And I always say the same thing. No, that isn't who you are. That's what you do. And if you can't separate yourself from what you do, then, dude, you got a problem.
Dude, you got a problem.
Dude, you got a problem. So it's nice to see these inspirational speeches here and there.
I guess Mike Pence had a not so great experience at Notre Dame.
Didn't he get booed or what was?
People walked out. I guess some of the students organized a walkout to protest him.
Yeah, but you know what? That's back to that same nonsense. Freedom of speech, you either have it or you don't. So maybe you don't like his message. And you have every right to leave if you want to, but how fair is that? I noticed that happened somewhere else. I don't remember where it was. I'm looking at now very quickly because I'd forgotten that had been a focus somewhere. Somebody got drowned out with a conservative message. It's not right. I just don't think it's right. Why should somebody? I mean, you can embrace whatever you want to embrace, but do you see people who don't like Oprah Winfrey's message trying to chase her off the campus at Smith College? Didn't see anybody doing
that. Well, I mean, does Oprah have a message that's controversial at all?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, absolutely she does.
In terms of what?
And some of the things that position she's taken on her television show, who she supported. Oh, absolutely.
Like who?
Any of the liberal causes that she's involved in that conservatives would hate. They just don't like people who don't agree with them, the same as a lot of liberals don't like people who don't agree with them. And that's the problem.
I don't know. Maybe the fact that Oprah's not a politician makes it easier.
Oh, I think she's a very much absolutely.
I mean, she's
I think she'll run
really
for president.
A politician.
I would
no,
be very
won't.
Surprised if she didn't run
she
for president.
Won't. She won't. She's not. Not at all.
How do you know?
I just know.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
She will not.
Know about what you know and who you know?
No, she just won't. She's not going to. Neither will Michelle Obama. Everyone keeps saying that, too. She's
nah,
going
Michelle
to
Obama won't run. I get that. She's already been there. She's had a taste of it, and she doesn't like it particularly.
Oprah is also of the mindset that, like the Obamas have said, they can do a lot more in the private sector for people. And Oprah has been able to do that with building schools and scholarships and, you know, without the red tape of running in public office and trying to get stuff done.
Yeah, it's for people like that, it's purely an ego play. completely.
If they did run?
Oh, yeah. They, yeah. What are they needed for? Everybody knows who they are. Everybody knows what their positions are. Everybody knows how much they've helped.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a huge, huge fan of Richard Branson's, and I would love to see him, you know, have some sort of influence over policy. But he also says the same thing. I can do so much more good for the planet being in the private sector. It's just there's so much in any government. There's way too much red tape. People just maybe some people go into it with the best intentions, but
that's why Trump got elected because of those sorts of problems. Yep. That was the support trend behind Bernie Sanders.
It's
red
true.
Tape and BS in government is out of control.
Yeah,
and you know, but does the power structure want to let that go? It would seem they didn't because look at all the opposition to some of the things that Trump's trying to do. You can say, well, it's the way he's doing it. But, you know, hello, it's still getting done. Hopefully that sort of thing will continue. 46 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with my smart product solutions. The 65-inch screen of the Hisense H8 Ultra High Def 4K TV supports a sleek design, superior picture, advanced smart TV platform, and a web browser for under $950. All from Hisense, the world's third largest TV company you've never heard of. Kingston Technology's world-leading memory products can increase your mobile device's memory instead of spending tons of money on more internal storage with their Data Traveler Micro Duo USB flash drives. Just choose the model with the compatible end for your device, and you're covered. Prices start at $12. OtterBox and BatteryMaker Mophie just announced wireless charging for the Universe Case system. OtterBox's system has transformed smartphone protection and functionality. The Mophie Charge Force mod adds up to 39 hours of talk time to your iPhone 7 or 7 Plus and is priced under $70. Incipio's Command Kit products provide affordable and secure access to your home's electrical products while you're home or away using an iOS, Siri, or Alexa-enabled device. Connect Incipio's smart outlet, light bulb adapter, or smart power strip to your Wi-Fi and you're in control. Prices start under $40. Nanda's smart car charger reminds you where you parked, alerts you when a parking meter is expiring, monitors your car's battery health, and records your business driving mileage, all while delivering in-car charges to your devices in half the time. It's priced under $9. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here is a very interesting take on Tom Hanks. How many people here like Tom Hanks?
Me?
I love Tom Hanks. There's something about him that's just, and he's changed. He looks, maybe I'm getting more conscious of this as I see some of the people as how they've changed. I was watching a Harrison Ford interview on the plane last night, the story of his life as an actor. And what he looked like in 1977 when he was in Star Wars, and what he looks like today. And it seems like a flash in the pan back to Star Wars, the first one. And you look at the career of Tom Hanks, what he looked like when he was in Big, for example. And what he looks like now, what he looked like when he was Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Although
so,
I think Tom Hanks has aged very well.
Yeah, right.
Harrison Ford, I never really know how old he is, but
73 or 74, right in there. Right in
So I think he looks good for his age, too.
Oh, he looks great. Absolutely looks great.
I'm still bummed that they killed him in that Force Awakens.
Tom Hanks rattled out an apparent on Saturday. He was wandering around New York tweeting pictures of cars with tickets crammed onto the windshield. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing in New York, but there's a bunch of things. If you go to @TomHanks, you will see him and what he did in Manhattan. And he sent them along to the police department. The police tweeted back to him, "Can you tell us where the car is parked? Thanks for the flag," said a police officer named Peter Donald. 10 before the hour.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Music from the new Alien Covenant movie.
No wonder I don't recognize it. All right.
So I've never seen any of the Alien movies. Have you seen any?
Me?
Yeah.
No, are you kidding?
Well, you like aliens. You think we're all aliens, or at least they're walking amongst us.
I don't like these kind of aliens. You saw pictures of these things. I saw one scene when I was flipping around. I don't remember where I was, and it scared the living pants off of me. Just seeing these two creatures that were... Sigourney Weaver is the lead, right, in these movies? Isn't it Sigourney Weaver? Yeah. And what she's doing...
I think so, yeah.
With these things? Oh, my God. There's the teeth on them. The
way, ooh! I don't like... Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't like stuff like that. That would give me nightmares that aliens were attacking me in my room.
And people that go to see these or watch them on TV before they go to bed... You won't sleep well for a week. What's the matter with you? Because what you put into your head in your subconscious before you go to sleep is what you're going to dream about or what you're going to be thinking or, you know, where your head's going to be. So,
right.
All right. So Chucker's not here today. We'll mess things up, though, nicely between Victoria and I. We've got, actually, Victoria's got the weekend box office totals right after these words.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If you've been hauling laundry up and downstairs, why not move the laundry room closer to where the dirty clothes pile up? To start, you're going to need a pro to move the water lines, the wiring, and the dryer vent. full-size machines can be stacked to save space, or plan your new laundry mecca to include storage, ironing gear, and hampers for colors and whites. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
All right. So before we get to the box office totals, interesting as to how many big names in Hollywood have had their homes burglarized over the weekend. Michael B. Jordan, who is in Creed, I think he's been some other things as well since that. Isn't he becoming, he's kind of an up-and-comer.
He is, yeah.
He was
yeah.
a boxer mm-hmm. and was highly rated. But let's see here. Alanis Morissette's house has been broken into recently. Nicki Minaj, Jamie Presley. And we were just talking about Scott Disick, who was hit yesterday. He's kind of a celebrity wannabe, mm-hmm. a big phony. But anyway, they're making the rounds because these people are so silly. They go on a trip and they tweet, I'm down in Barbados. Okay, so nobody home. Let's go clean out the house.
That's probably true. Remember when someone in Drake's house found the girl sitting in his kitchen drinking his soda? I mean, it's crazy. I thought everybody had really good security, but I guess not.
Pretty silly, right, exactly. All right, so how did the weekend turn out at the box office, Victoria?
Well, Alien Covenant, which is the music we were playing, that was number one at the box office. It had a weekend gross of $36 million. It had a budget of $97 million, but this movie's been getting a lot of buzz, so it will probably, you know, be on target.
Overseas it will make a lot.
Yeah, and then the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, that came in second with another $35 million this weekend. The movie Everything, which is that young teen drama of the girl who can't leave her house because of some illness.
House, yeah, yeah.
That debuted at $12 million, number three this weekend, and the budget was only $10 million, so they're already in the black.
Yeah, they're headed there.
And then Snatched, which is horribly underperforming. My gosh,
that came in fourth.
I think the word of mouth must be really terrible on this.
It is. It's a terrible movie.
Yeah.
I said that on the air last week. I wasted 2 hours of my time the weekend before watching that? It's an incredible waste. Ugh.
Such a shame, because everyone really loves Goldie Hawn, and this is the first movie she did in 15 years. And then number five was Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul, and that made $7 million.
What's that about? I don't know that movie.
It's the second movie in that series. It's a cute kids kind of movie. He's a wimpy little kid, and he's on a family vacation. It's a cute, fun family movie.
Yeah, I saw Guardians of the Galaxy over the weekend, though, and the soundtrack is amazing, just as good as the first one. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I really liked it.
A few creepy crawlies in that one, though, too, right?
Maybe a couple. Not a lot, though.
All right. There's the story. Thanks to Chucker for not being here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.